Providence. Judge Frank Caprio, the Rhode Island jurist whose gentle and empathetic approach to justice earned him international recognition through his television show Caught in Providence, has died at 88 following a long and courageous battle with pancreatic cancer. Caprio, who retired in 2023 after nearly 4 decades on the Providence Municipal Court, became an unlikely internet star by turning routine cases of traffic tickets and minor infractions into moments of humanity, humor, and grace. Unlike other courtroom television staples, his show eschewed confrontation and spectacle in favor of compassion. Clips of his judgments, sometimes inviting children to weigh in on their parents' fines, sometimes forgiving those struggling financially, have amassed more than 1 billion views online. Born and raised in Providence's Federal Hill neighborhood, Caprio grew up in the middle of 3 sons in a working-class family. Those early experiences, he often said, shaped his understanding of the hardships many citizens faced. "Justice should be accessible to everyone," he once remarked in a video. However, it is not. Almost 90% of low-income Americans are forced to battle civil issues like healthcare, unjust evictions, veterans' benefits, and, yes, even traffic violations, alone. His rulings, delivered with warmth and fairness, were his way of bridging that divide. Caprio's distinctive style of jurisprudence stood out in a legal culture not often associated with kindness. Rhode Island Governor Dan McKee, paying tribute, said that, "He was more than a jurist, he was a symbol of empathy on the bench." While Caprio's courtroom may have been small, his influence was global. Through viral clips, viewers around the world came to see him as a rare example of authority tempered by decency. In one moment, he might admonish someone for skipping a restaurant bill, in another, he might enlist a child's help in deciding a traffic fine, always balancing firmness with empathy. He had a knack for being funny without cruelty, firm without harshness. Watching him, admirers often said, felt like listening to a kind uncle who had simply happened to don a robe and gavel. In December, Caprio revealed in a Facebook video that his cancer had worsened and he had returned to the hospital. Characteristically, he asked viewers for prayers, not pity. His passing leaves behind not just a legal legacy but a reminder that justice can be humane. In a world often marked by anger and division, Judge Frank Caprio reassured millions that fairness and kindness could still coexist.